And on Game Talk, you get to join the conversation with Petheni Nkuna, Director of Employment Practice at Cliff Decker Hof. Mayor Petheni, good morning. Thank you so very much for joining us.
Morning, Abongile. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely fantastic. Now, to you at home, as looting and civil unrest continues to spread across South Africa, many businesses have had to close operations out of fear of attacks to ensure the safety of their employees. Now, many staff members have also been unable to reach work premises as protests disrupt entries and exits from communities. Where does this leave the already cash-strapped businesses who may need, shall we say, to temporarily close and start for fear for their safety in terms of getting to work? And so Petheni is here to chat to us around that. Petheni, I mean, let's talk about the situation that you say or we're seeing out there. Can employers suddenly close their doors? And if they do they have to pay staff?
All right. So I mean, at this stage, it's really not a question of choice. You are forced by circumstances beyond your control. And unfortunately, a lot of businesses have, it's not even an option. You go to bed and the next morning, your premises are either in ashes or they've been vandalized, stock has been looted. So you don't have work to give to employees. What then is left for you there is just to tell everyone to stay at home, firstly, because there is no work to give, and secondly, out of fear of them being attacked. So now the question is, what then are the employer and employee obligations in those circumstances? There are a couple of issues that we've looked at and we've also advised a couple of clients on. The first one would be to lay off those employees. And obviously, in terms of our laws, our labor laws in the country, a layoff can only be imposed by agreement. There are employers who operate in certain sectors where there's already a collective agreement that provides for layoff, and some employers and employees do agree to a layoff, which is for a specified period, and they stipulate what conditions will apply during that period. And then there may also be the unfortunate instance of a retrenchment, which usually would be likely when an employer does not foresee being able to resume operations. Obviously, a retrenchment is not a cheaper way out, so to say, because you still have to pay retrenchment packages, your severance packages. There are employers who are able to operate, even though it's for limited hours, so they can also look at the option of imposing or implementing short time, so having their employees work reduced hours. And there are employers who aren't able to determine if they will be able to resume operations. There are a lot of businesses that have said we've still lodged insurance claims. We don't know what the outcome of those will be. And obviously, insurance claims usually don't pay out in a week. We anticipate that it is going to take a long time. So in that instance, there's also an option of having employees take their annual leave credit under the Basic Conditions of Employment Act. So those are some of the options that are available to businesses that are not able to operate or operate at full capacity.
If you have just joined the conversation, you are listening to the voice of employment law expert at commercial law firm Cliff Decker Hof Meyer. That is, of course, Petheni Nkuna talking to us about, the resources that are available to an employer who is forced to unexpectedly close their doors. What can they do? What options do they have available to them? Maybe you or someone you know has had to face a similar situation where you needed to close the doors to your business. Were you able to pay your employees? What options do you have available to you? What did you use? Maybe you can help us out. 021-446-0567. That's the number that you have there. Maybe back to you, Petheni. What about temporarily laying off people? I mean, is that an option that's available to business? You talk of retrenchment. You talk of people staying at home. What about, a temporary layoff period?
So that is available, but you cannot implement it unilaterally. It is usually done by agreement. and it is either agreed on at this stage, or in certain sectors of industry, you have bargaining councils where they already have a collective agreement which provides for a layoff. So an employer can tap into that right and say, listen, we have been dealt with circumstances that are beyond our control. At this stage, we don't have work to give you. We therefore calling on the provisions of the collective agreement which provide for layoff. So it's basically not having employees come to work, and the agreement would stipulate the terms, where the benefits will accrue, what are the salary payment terms. So those are the kind of things that would usually be encompassed in a layoff agreement.
And when it comes to an employee feeling unsafe to getting to work or getting at work, do they legally have to? And I'll give you an example. I mean, last week I went to one of the retailers, and all the staff had normal clothes on. And I asked, what's going on? And the lady said, no, but we can't have people identifying us as we are going to work, so we need to blend in. That's a scary or hostile environment to work in. And if I'm feeling unsafe to get to work, can I say no?
So what we have currently in our labor laws is the Occupational Health and Safety Act, which obliges employers to provide, as far as reasonably practically, to provide a safe and healthy working environment. Now, that usually is within the confines of the business premises or in the course of performing duties. It doesn't outright extend to the period between when you leave home and you get to the work premises. But where there are legitimate concerns, you don't just say, well, I'm going to stay at home, I feel unsafe. I would advise that as an employee, if you are feeling unsafe, communicate with your line manager, communicate with your supervisor, so that if they're able, I know of some businesses that have provided transport, for example, just to ensure that their employees are safe, and they've adapted their working hours so that employees get to work during off-peak hours when there's less visibility of people looting or protesting on the road. So you need to communicate, let them know. If it is totally impossible, employers are always implored to be more understanding, because you also can't jeopardize your safety trying to get to work. And if there is a reasonable basis for you not being able to, that shouldn't be an issue, so to say.
So if I'm getting what you're saying here is that everyone is stuck between a rock and a hard place here. And taking the lateral road or taking the hard line is not going to be beneficial to anyone, employer and employee. It's one of those situations where, the company and its employees have to sit down and work out the best way out of the situation. And I would imagine then that means that the employer has to be forthcoming.
Yes. I mean, we've had a good example of when we had the initial outbreak of COVID-19, where employers were quite understanding. I mean, there was alternative accommodation, they were providing transport, enabling their operations to run, but at the same time, going the extra mile, so to say, to ensure that employees are protected, they feel safe, they are not placed in harm. And again, we need to remember that it goes beyond me as the sole employee. What about my family? Because there are people who are also at risk of having their families attacked just because they are going to work. So I would believe, and I've seen from my experience in the field, that employers are generally understanding, especially when you communicate and not just make a decision to stay at home.
Patrine, thank you so very much for joining me in this conversation. But perhaps before I let you go, your parting words to the listeners?
We are in a very delicate time, and it's always important for employers and employees to communicate, try and find a balance, try and find a point of compromise. I mean, as much as employers want to carry out their operations with minimal disruption, they also do care about the safety and health of employees. So there are always alternatives. It's always great to communicate so that your supervisors, your line managers are aware of what's happening, and if they can afford to do so.
Communication, communication, communication. Petit Nkuta, thank you so very much for joining us in conversation this morning on The Morning Review. It is 6 minutes before we get to 10 o'clock. Have your say on the WhatsApp line 072-567-1567. Maybe you want to share your views on the 3-minute video or clip I played for you earlier on, talking about being happy about being an African with all that's happening in the country. Maybe you want to share your views when it comes to social media, because remember, I wanted to find out from you how much social media do you consume. Also, do you think there is a level of maturity that has come with the age of social media? Also, do you consider social media to be a good source of news for you?